Good morning, Gina. This is Garrett West, pastor of First Baptist Gina, and this morning we'll continue exploring the question, what is God like? Today we'll look again at the communicable attribute of God's wrath. And as a brief reminder, God's wrath is his intense hatred of sin. This time I want to briefly consider some proper responses to God's wrath. Many respond to God's wrath with mixed feelings. We love God's wrath when it comes to the Hitlers of the world, but not when it comes to ourselves or our close friends and family. We can often be guilty of even downplaying or ignoring God's wrath. However, God's wrath is just as essential to his nature and character as any of his other attributes. By painting God as something less than he actually is, we're essentially guilty of idolatry. We've essentially remade God into our own image. So this begs the question, what are we to do with God's wrath? God's wrath should motivate us in at least three ways. Number one, towards salvation. Ezekiel 33:11 says, "As I live, declares the Lord God, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his way and live. Turn back from your evil ways." It's striking to me that our knee-jerk reaction to God's wrath isn't to plead for mercy, but usually to be angry at God. It's almost as though we think that God just can't wait to judge people for their sin. But what this verse reveals to us is that God would rather not show wrath. He'd rather show mercy. But he will only show mercy to those who turn to him to receive it. Once we realize that we deserve the wrath of God, we ought to be filled with fear. But then, once we realize that God wants to show mercy to those who turn to him, we ought to be filled with gratitude and joyful submission. As Romans 10:13 reminds us, everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Now this verse leads to a second related motivation, evangelism. Not only is God's wrath aimed at us, it's aimed at all those that we love. The everyones of the Bible really do apply to everyone. Everyone is under sin. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. But as Romans 10:14-17 makes clear, people won't call if they don't believe, and they won't believe if they don't hear, and they won't hear if no one tells them, and people won't tell them unless they are sent. God's wrath ought to send us to every non-Christian we know with the soul-saving news of the gospel. If it doesn't, you either don't know Christ, or you don't really grasp the wrath of God. Motivation number three, holiness. Colossians 3:5-6. "Put to death, therefore, what is earthly in you, sexual immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. On account of these, the wrath of God is coming." Knowing that God intensely hates something is powerful knowledge when it comes to fighting temptation. As we grow in our relationship with God through Jesus, our heart begins to break and burn for what God's heart begins to break and burn for. We don't want to engage in those things that God intensely hates. So when temptation knocks on the door, we must learn to remind ourselves and ask, "God intensely hates what I'm about to do. Do I really want to do it?" I pray that God's wrath would be a powerful motivator for you in these three ways today.